It's Neil Atkinson in the Cheshire Cheese, joined by Duncan Alexander, to have a chat about, firstly, the changes in the game that we've seen at the back end of last season, and as we move into this season, and what's going on there, but also, therefore, how players are assessed statistically, what it is that people may or may not be looking for, scouting for, and so on and so forth. So we'll start this off with, Duncan, the changes, they can almost be described as a Brightonwood inspiration in the first place, and then there's obviously what Guardiola does, there's where Liverpool end up, there's what Arsenal have been up to. But I think a lot of this is it now being maybe a pretty semi-permanent, because everything in football changes, but semi-permanent reaction to effectively the pressing era of 2012 until about 2020. I think that maybe 2020 is the end of what you can almost define as the pressing era. And now with the idea of the post-pressing era, where, by the way, everyone still presses loads.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You can often only see these eras in retrospect. As, you know, once things have changed, you go, oh, yeah, it was like that. So, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, someone like De Zerbi comes in and you hear people like Guardiola really, really sort of give him credence that you wouldn't normally get from a top manager to a manager of a middling team. But, yeah, I think last season was quite key. When you look at things like inverted fullbacks, you look at how Arsenal, you know, obviously Arteta was working under Pep and sort of mirrors kind of City, kind of is like a year behind. It's like an old firmware update that hasn't quite got to the current settings. But yeah, I think tactically we're in probably one of the most interesting eras the league's had.
I think there's something in, when you're interested to think about the inverted fullback thing, I think there's something in everyone's just hunting for space. And I think that's the hunting for space and then looking to create their own space. So for instance, I always use City with Grealish as an example, where Grealish is now nowhere near as much of a fun of a footballer as he was when he was at Villa. But the way City use him is to use him as an anchor, not at the holding midfield position, but all the way out on the left wing, get the ball to him, he'll hold the ball, we will push up, and then we'll find new pockets of space. And I think that there's so much of the way in which the game's now played. I was at Brighton Liverpool, and it was mind-boggling in loads of phases. It was really tense to watch, because you are aware, and this now having seen enough of this, of the risk reward the footballers themselves are aware of, and everyone's just trying to manipulate the game to get their own bit of space.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think the risk factor is a huge thing, because I think footballers I don't want to say they're braver these days, but they're allowed to be braver. Their managers won't criticise them if they make a mistake, if that mistake is within the construct of the game. And I think that's what we're seeing. Even in, you know, I watch quite a lot of League One football, and you know, teams are doing it there as well. And obviously, yeah, mistakes are much higher because they're not as good at football. But you know, they don't necessarily get criticised. They kind of do by fans, because they don't necessarily understand what's going on. But the managers are fine with it.